It's crazy, man. Like, the Yankees make you want to pull your hair out, right? I don't really have a lot of hair,
At
on
all.
my head here, but like I'm growing. I'll let it grow out for them, for so they can. So I have something to pull here, right? You're telling everybody that there's no lane for this guy. That's your line. That's your line. We sat here and we talked about it 12 hours or 13, or however long it was before, after the Cubs series, right? After everything concluded on Sunday, sitting here talking about it. The next afternoon, the lane magically appears.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how you didn't know this lane was available to you.
Well, the problem is they did. They lied to you. Ball game.
Yep, game over.
That a fucking boy, Jazz.
Jazz Chisholm gets the ball just where he needed to. The Yankees walk off here. Jazz Chisholm, the
That's a
hero.
huge win because Baltimore just lost.
Baltimore got walked off in Boston. So the Yankees are going to
Wow.
begin the series against the Red Sox, up two in the loss column here. So that's a nice win for the Yankees there.
That's a huge win. And I'll tell you what, I really, for the first time, it's very rare I feel confident in extra innings, but when Weaver goes out there last inning and shuts him down, you had to feel pretty good at that point.
Yeah, so the ball got to the left of Witt. He made a dive for it, stopped it, but because he couldn't set himself and make a good throw, Birdie was safe. And the Yankees win the ball game here.
So I know we're talking about this lane here. I just want to make a point because it kind of ties into this of like taking this organization
Oh, Jason
serious.
Dominguez is he's alive, by the way. There you can
Oh,
see him
okay.
in the scrum here.
Not hurt. It's more about the big picture of taking this team seriously, and we talk about it all the time, the separation of church and state, where you have to separate what the front office does from the players on the field. And like this was a pure example of, yeah, I'm happy it happened, it finally happened, but again, how does this front office want us to take them seriously when just a few days ago they're adamant that there's no lane for Dominguez? And not only that wasn't just the only statement. The other statement was Verdugo gives us our best chance to win.
Right.
So you're just admitting in our right in our face, you're looking us in the eye and telling us that was a lie. There's underlying motive. And we're just going to keep doing this because we know you're stupid. But here's what I want to get at. Last night, despite what was the final score? 5-0.
I believe so.
Despite a 5-0 anemic offense, awful loss, boring game, there was a different feel to that loss because, yeah, it sucks to lose, but you can argue that that lineup the Yankees put out last night, would you agree with me that that's one of the best lineups they put out in years?
That should be their October lineup.
Honestly, how many years has it been since we saw a lineup that good?
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. And there was a different feel to the loss, and it validated me in a sense because I always say, I'm never done just because the Yankees are losing. I'm done because of the stupid decisions that caused this team to lose. And last night, you had the best team possible out there, and the players on the field couldn't get the job done. And I didn't have that same disgust after the loss. It was a different feel because I knew this team was making all the decisions that it had to put the best product out there. And now this is where you can say that's baseball. Tonight, we're bitching about the lineup because, of course, Dominguez isn't in it, Wells isn't in it, and they get a win.
Well, the Yankees tell you a lot of different things, and then they end up doing whatever the hell they feel like. And that's the
Right.
frustrating thing about this team and this organization is that there's no lane for Dominguez. Well, there clearly was always a lane for Jason Dominguez. Why now why on September 9th did you decide to open the lane, right? You knew apparently DJ was feeling this for a while, right? Okay. Why all of a sudden now did you decide this was the right time to shut him down? What else did you need to see from him? He hadn't played played once in how many weeks?
Was it the pressure of the fans? I don't think so.
I mean, we can say it wasn't, but yeah.
Well, here's why it wasn't. They know they can get all the shit in the world. It's not going to change. Like, we were just talking about the attendance because school's back in.
Still getting 35,000 people out to the ballpark.
But if it were, let's just say, comparable, school's not in session yet. And let's just say, you know, the date hits for roster expansion. Dominguez, they're still filling the seats, even if we're fucking bitching. So I don't think it really is the fan pressure at all.
But they hear it. I don't think they're oblivious to it.
Yeah, but no, they're definitely not oblivious. That's why they feel the need to lie. My point is, there's a hidden agenda here. I don't think it's that hidden. We can't get a clear answer on this, but I'm pretty sure the at-bats are still in play for this team.
I don't know. Boone's reasoning today for why Dominguez wasn't in the lineup was pretty ridiculous.
Wild.
Who started for Cole Reagan started for the Royals, and apparently he's got, again, with the reverse splits, right? So he had to get lefties in the lineup. I'm not saying anything because I'm processing this right now. So You need to get lefties in the lineup. Okay.
Okay.
Jason Dominguez is a switch hitter.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter who is on the mound. Jason
is Verdugo already?
No, he's a lefty, but that's what they wanted, right?
Oh, okay, right. Oh, yeah, he said Dominguez. So hold on. Reverse split. Dominguez is better from the left side, so he benched him. Couldn't he just bat from the left side?
And also, isn't Oswaldo Cabrera a better hitter from the left side?
Yep.
Couldn't he play second base tonight for shortstop? I mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then Jose Trevino is behind the plate.